And you can tell us what you need in your kitchen by calling in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. Talking kitchen remodeling with Rosie Remodeling's superintendent, foreman, do-all guy, Stan Zumbrinen. your title's too long to list on air.
A lot of different hats.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of folks may be familiar with Stan because we made him famous talking about what he bought his wife for the birthday.
Oh.
That was at Sanderson Ford on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He bought her an iron.
Oh, that's right.
For her birthday.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I think you even admitted off air you did it twice.
Well, but you know what? I've come up. I got to say, today is my wife's birthday. Sweetheart, happy birthday. I love you.
You got the newest iron.
But today I'm going to make it all up to her. I've figured it out. I've figured out what I did wrong, why I did it wrong. I don't know. I haven't figured that part out yet.
You know what?
But this year, I'm going to be.
You the man.
Honey, turn the radio down for just a second.
You the man.
This year it's going to be a brand new vacuum cleaner. She keeps a spotless home, and she's been after me for a new vacuum cleaner that's lightweight, powerful. I found one the other day. She's gonna flip when she sees it.
Well, I hope you wrap it up really nice.
I can get sidetracked and so involved in what I'm doing, I can miss the obvious. But I'm checking back. I just gave a referral to a Zumbrinen for a locksmith in North Wisconsin. Let me check that first name referral.
For a rekey?
Oh. Well, happy birthday, Miss Nancy. This is the Mother's Day edition of Rosie on House. We're talking kitchen remodeling. And let's talk with a little bit. Amy sent in the email and wanted to know what she could do with refacing as opposed to replacing. It certainly saves you the expense. If you like your countertops, it's an excellent way to get a whole new look in your cabinet.
Absolutely. And if the layout works for you, if the appliances are in the right location, everything's laid out, they're just old and tired, but they're in good shape. You know, a good refacing company can put on either, you know, maple, alder, cherry, whatever wood species you want, any pattern of door or drawer, they put on the new self-close hardware, the soft-close doors, and it can basically give your kitchen a brand new look.
And with the full painting and finishing, you could make your cabinets look like antique leather. You can make them
absolutely
look like marble.
Absolutely. There's nothing you can't do with a reface that you can do with brand new cabinets.
Yeah.
So as long as the structure of the cabinet is in good shape, it's a viable alternative. And then the countertops are easy enough to change, you know, and there again, it's something that a homeowner can do. You know, we were talking about Aztec marble and granite a little bit ago. Yeah, call Casey or Andy, have them come out. You know, they'll template your existing configuration. You know, they can build you a new either granite or quartz, you know, product. Pull the old one off, put your new countertops down. Call one of our plumbers on a referral network to install the new sink, and boom, you got a new kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, maybe one of the things you can do for sweat equity is, you know, put a coat of paint on it yourself. You can paint the walls and ceilings. You know, a little tile job, maybe, you know, a little backsplash tile, something that a homeowner can do themselves.
And you can burn through $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 pretty quick, and you throw a new appliance or two if you want to upgrade your appliances. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get north of $10,000 pretty fast, and you really haven't taken a very big step in a remodeling project. You're just kind of updating, upgrading, and piece by
piece. These are all things that a homeowner can do themselves with a little bit of, you know, investment of their time and their talents, and so. Those kind of jobs typically don't really require a general contractor. You know,
maybe one sub.
Maybe one sub. Most of the time, something like that is not going to require a building permit because you're just removing and replacing. You're not adding any electrical circuits. You're not relocating the plumbing. It's just updating what's already there so you don't have a permit required.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's pretty simple to do.
And I'll tell you, a lot of people start with budgets of this size, and they plan it as a do-it-yourself project, and maybe they just need a sub or two. And it turned, and we call that a do-it-yourself project, DIY.
DIY.
And very often we get phone calls at the office and here on the radio show and inquiries on the website. It goes from a DIY to a DIY.
Well, they can escalate pretty rapidly. And the nice thing about a DIY is, you know, you can do them in stages. You know, you could do it over, you know, a year or 2 years. You know, you do the cabinet refacing this year, maybe do the countertops next year. So it can be in increments rather than, you know, doing it all at one fell swoop.
Step by step, just proceed with caution each step. A lot of times what happens is you end up needing that one sub. Say you're going to refinish the cabinets yourself. And so you get to Pittsburgh Paints and you show them what's on the cabinet. And
Take one of the doors with you.
Tell them what you want to do. They set you up with the right tools, the right products, the right materials. Go home, test it on the backside of one of the doors, and experiment with it in the garage until you're happy with it. But you get the cabinets done the way you want, and now you want the new countertops. And you go out and you get two or three bids, and what happens invariably is the homeowner takes the lowest bid, and then it turns into a oops. Mm-hmm. Very often, competitive bidding in the home remodeling industry is you're looking for the guy to make the biggest mistake or the one that's the most desperate for money. You know, we were talking about Germany, and there's a connection here. Stay with me. I just took a hard right.
Go ahead.
I just took a hard right here. But
detour.
One thing I learned in Germany is when they're getting competitive bids for work, is here in America, we've got this notion, let's get three competitive bids, and then we'll just pick the lowest, which is insane.
It's
insane. It never works. In Europe, they solicit five quotes.
Mm-hmm.
They throw out the lowest. They throw out the highest, leaving the three in the middle. They average those three, and whichever bid is closest to the average of those three, that's who they pick.
Interesting concept.
That's pretty interesting.
That's pretty smart. That's pretty smart.
If folks would just use that parameter more often, in especially if they're just bringing in one trade, and there could be big variations. So proceed with caution. Make sure they're licensed, they're bonded, they're insured. You've resurfaced, refaced, or refinished your cabinets. You've got the new countertops. And you're already through $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, and we want to go appliances. That's going to jump you $10,000 to $15,000. Well, what can $20,000 buy you, Stan?
Well, then we get into probably new cabinets. We get into not necessarily rearranging the floor plan, the footprint of the kitchen. We don't want to be relocating the range or the dishwasher or the refrigerator, because typically there's utilities connected with those things that have to be relocated.
Plumbing lines underneath the slab that have to be relocated.
Exactly. Or 220-volt outlets for a range that have to be, you know, rerouted through the attic and dropped back down, or, you know, who knows what the configuration may be. But just complexities that can be avoided. New cabinets, you know, you get some countertop. Probably get some new lighting, maybe take out some old fluorescent fixtures and put in some new 4-inch LED recessed cans that we use all the time that are fantastic. Some new flooring, new kitchen sink. Maybe it's a tile backsplash. You know, basically a new kitchen in the existing space.
Yeah. I was slow to convert, but I'm a big, big fan of everything LED right now.
Well, I tell you, that's all we're going to touch.
I'm not even putting in CFLs anymore.
No. We use a small 4-inch diameter LED recessed can. And I tell you, over my experience, I have always shied away from putting a heat source in an attic. And an incandescent recessed can, you know, that burned at what temperature? 300-400 degrees?
Yeah, the can can get above 200, 225.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you put that up in your attic space, and unless it's properly installed with a shroud around it, I just shy away from them because I'm afraid of, you know, what could happen. LEDs burn so cool. They last forever. The light that they put out is fantastic.
They've got them where they're dimmable now.
There's no reason not to invest
a little bit of extra money in LEDs.
Actually, the kitchen that shows on the in the paper this morning.
Did you get their permission for that?
Well, I'd rather I'd rather beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
That's a project you just finished.
We just finished that for a couple. And
is this Nancy's kitchen?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's Nancy's dream kitchen.
Shows the before and after of a project we just finished.
One of the things we did there, which was pretty cool, with LED lighting, certainly the under cabinet lighting, but we also put LED lighting inside her Lazy Susan so that when you open the Lazy Susan door up, it lights up the insides of the Lazy Susan for access to all of the things that are inside there. So the things you can do with LED lighting are incredible.
When we remodeled our kitchen, and granted it's big because it's connected to a breakfast area and connected to, I mean, I did a great majority of the work myself, and we spent $40,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hired the electrician to come in and add the lights, and I put in the cabinets, and I hired Larry to come in and do the countertops and stuff. But I mean, $50,000 is a pretty easy number to get to.
It comes up real fast.
Just go appliance shopping.
We took a client appliance shopping here on Monday and walked into our supplier, Westar, and they were blown away by the options on just a little under-counter wine cooler that we were going to install for them. And the price ranged from, you know, $700 up to $3,000 or $4,000. So it's...
Easy to get 50, it's 70, 80,
well,
90.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
What about all the people who don't have that kind of money at their disposal?
Yeah.
And what if you want to freshen your house and you don't want to spend that kind of money?
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Well, I had some different ideas. You have your windows, whole house done for under $200. And if you have a small, you know, medium-sized house, like 150, that come do all your windows. Jason at Clearco
makes a big difference. It really
yeah.
does. So you've got a few ideas there for a few hundred bucks.
Well, and we're just coming out of spring. Okay. It seems like all those things kind of pop out at you when the sun comes out and you're warm and you're kind of moving around.
Oh, okay. Well, Stan and I want to talk about $50,000, $75,000, and $100,000 kitchen remodels. Jennifer wants to talk about great ideas you can use for your Mother's Day to sprucing up the house here in spring cleaning. And we'll get back to all of those topics right after this short break.